You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Sheffa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, just continuing in the same thread of thought that we've been discussing over the last few teachings that we've had, we're going to focus on a concept of also, of gam. Now, the inyan of gam, the notion of also, or including something that at first glance did not appear to be part and parcel of the sugya, and then coming to realize that this is also part of the sugya, of expanding the boundaries of what we assumed the thing actually was, and allowing the boundaries to break open and to spread themselves even farther to show that the original idea includes more than even it itself thought it could include. This concept of also, in addition to that which we assumed was the whole thing, is a fundamental mechanism that Chazal and the Torah HaKadosh have given us to try and find calmness in this world. Because Be'emes, the entire tachlis of this world, is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol to reveal the capacity of Gam, to reveal the capacity of this also. As we've spoken about so often, the entire premise, so to speak, of the purpose of creation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalim B'chol Mini HaShlemos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full and perfect in all means of fullness and all means of perfection. And the entire experiment, so to speak, or the expression of reality in all of its various gradations is to reveal that not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu singular and unified and infinite in the space of singularity, unity, and infinitude, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also unified when he reveals himself by way of limitation, distinction, distortion, multiplicity. That, so to speak, the entire tachlis of creation is to reveal that not only is unity a true sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also disunity is a place where the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be revealed. This adding, this addition, this revelation that what I thought was the full expression of something is in truth still limited in relationship to what it could actually reveal is the secret of Gam. It's the secret of this also, the ability to look at something and realize that in spite of the fact that originally, in accordance with my assumptions, in accordance with my mind, in accordance with my situatedness, this was not possibly capable of being seen within the lens of that other thing, nevertheless, reality has shown me that the way I conceived of the other thing and the way that I assumed it had to be was not as certain as I thought it was, and that in truth, this also can be included. It's a willingness to look twice at something. It's a willingness to recognize that in spite of the fact that first appearances give me a sense of what something is, by looking twice, by taking a double look, I come to find that there are things that I thought were excluded from that secret that are also included. Now, to bring it into spiritual terms and to bring it into the terms of Avodas Hashem, a person generally conceives of the framework and the space and the situatedness and the circumstances that we need in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We want things to go a specific way, and when they deviate from going the way that we've wanted them to go or expected them to go, we tend to fumble and we tend to fluster and we no longer know how to function on the spiritual or psychological well-being wavelength. And so we have a perspective where the things that I need are in place, and therefore the space of my Avodas Hashem, my encounter with life, is going to be in accordance with what I want. But the moment things deviate away from what I've expected, the moment things descend into a territory that was not considered beforehand, I lose my footing and I don't really know how to function. That creates a discrepancy. That creates a very clearly split screen between the spaces and the circumstances and what I'm capable of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and finding calmness and tasting my world and my days and being present versus the times where, because of circumstantial evidence in my life, I'm incapable of being present. They're the moments of yes and they're the moments of no. There's the space of unity and there's the space of disunity. There's the space of calmness and there's the space of chaos. The secret of Gam, the secret of also, teaches us that the real place that we get to reveal our avoida and the strength of our neshamos over the body of this world is when we extend the territory of Kedusha, when we're able to show that even though I thought I couldn't operate spiritually or function spiritually in this territory without my circumstances being met, without my requirements being met, nevertheless, I reveal that here also I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can also reveal you where I didn't expect to find you. I can find the calmness, I can find the ability to function, even when the circumstances are such that it goes against the very framework of my belief and my capacity to function. I've learned to function when things are possible, but when it crosses over into the territory of impossible, I can't function. Comes along the Torah to teach us that the entire tachlis of being a human being is to reveal how the impossible territory is also included within the territory of impossible. It's not to deny that it's impossible, but it's to teach us that the descent into impossibility is the encounter that allows us to slowly but surely come to realize that this also is not as impossible as I thought it was. And we slowly but surely learn to extend the position of Kedusha into territories that we thought were inaccessible to Kedusha. Gam ki elech begeit salmaves lo ira rakiati imadi. The notion of Gam, this also, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil because you are with me, Rabbeinu Shleilam. David Malka Mashiach is revealing the essential teaching of Gam over here. We see this countless times throughout Sefer Tehillim. We see the notion that I can find you when things are smooth. I can find you on smooth pastures. I can find you b'mei menuchos. I can find you when things are going according to plan, when I feel validated or affirmed or confident or good or loved or all of the descriptions of what we need in this world in order to function. But when I don't get what I need, when my expectations are not met, when the affirmation that I so desperately seek is not available, I tend to see that as a broke down space that is devoid of the possibility of redemption or elevation. Zok Davin Malka Mashicha, Gam ki elich begeit salmaves lo ira rakiati imadi. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, even in the place where I feel devoid of all the circumstances and the prerequisites of finding calmness in this world, even there I have the ability to find you. Even there, I'm not going to be afraid. Gam zu letova. This is also for the good. Gam. This is also for the good. Zok Heilige Tzadikim, the Shomer Amunim, Raval Arat has an extensive treatment of the two levels of Gam zu letova versus Kol Mada Aved Rachman Letava. Both of them are Heilige high levels of Bitachon and Amuna and methods and coping mechanisms of Kedusha that allow us to face the difficulty or the upheaval of this world. But there's a gradation to them. One is a lower level and one is a higher level. The lower level is Kol Mada Aved Rachman Letavavid, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done, he has done for the good. And even though I don't see how it operates within my framework of good, even though this moment appears to be devoid of calmness and it stands in stark opposition to the things that I want or need for cultivation of Emunah and Bitachon, nevertheless, there's a hidden belief somewhere that even though it's a shver situation, it's still somehow for the good. That's the first level. And then there's the level of Gamzu Latova, where the person is not simply affirming the goodness that remains hidden or based on some foreign belief that doesn't necessarily find expression in the self. Gamzu Latova is the ability to say this is also for the good, to uncover in the moment itself the fact that this situation, in spite of the fact that it goes against the grain of my expectations, in spite of the fact that it might be difficult, painful, and all of the various adjectives that populate each and every moment in this world, the good and the bad of it, I'm able to say Gam zu letova. This also, in spite of the fact that it's a deviation away from expectancy, I have the ability to adapt and say this is also going to be where I find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Kol Mada Avid Rachman Letavavid, which is a future-centric hope that is not present at the moment. Gam zu letova is the ability to say this is also good right now. I can find calmness here, even if it means finding calmness in the opposite of calmness, even if it means finding the secret of light within the darkness itself. That's Gam ki elech. I will walk there also, and I will reveal that. Where do we learn Gamzu Latova from? We learn it from Nachum Ish Gamzu, the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva. Nachum Ish Gamzu's entire metzias was the ability to expand the territory of holiness and yichud in our lives, perpetually revealing that that which appears to be devoid of being part and parcel of the yichud is in truth the very place where we get to reveal the power of the yichud even more. This inyan of Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel, that God is also for me. In the first encounter of Torah Sheval Peh, in the first Mishnah in Brachos, we're talking about Kriyat Shema, we're talking about the declaration of faith in the heart of nighttime, the secret of being a tzaddik. And then we suddenly find Chevra who were out too late. They were out, they were drinking, they were at a party, they lost their minds, there was Bilbul Hadas, and they were unable to perform the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Be'arvis in the way that they needed to. And it's a teaching to a certain degree for all of us who find ourselves in the beginning of Me'emasai Karin Shema Be'arvis. Okay, I have my fear, I have my question of time awareness, Me'emasai, Me'emasi, as we've spoken about before, and I've come to the recognition that I have to read Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, but then I fall out of that circle of what I feel is an appropriate space for me to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. I go against my better judgment. I lose sight of what's necessary for me in this world, and I transgress. I fall slower and slower and slower, further and further away from the expectations that I held myself to. And we come to the tzaddik, we come to the secret of Rabban Gamliel, we come to the father, Rabban Gamliel, and they say, Abba, we've messed up. We didn't say Kriyat Shema in our time. And Rabban Gamliel comes along and says, no, you can also say Kriyat Shema. Kolzman, that it's nighttime, you can still say Kriyat Shema. It's the secret of, no, you thought that it was outside of the purview of Kedusha, but I'm teaching you Gamliel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in this moment of Gam Keilach B'Geit Samaves, of Gamzu L'Tova. This is the inyan of Purim, the entire inyan of Purim. It's not enough to extricate ourselves from the difficulty. What we need to do is reveal the difficulty to be the very site and the incubator of a furthering of Kedusha. The house of Haman, Kavyachol, is transformed into the receptacle for Kedusha. And this is the inyan of V'gam Charvon Azachar Latov, V'gam Charvon. It's not enough to negate Haman's desire to kill Mordechai. We have to undo Haman in the very way that he wanted to undo Mordechai, to reveal that the negativity itself is self-extinguishing at every moment, becoming a receptacle and a merkava for the goodness. V'gam charvona zachor latoy. V'gam, 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 v'gam. Infinite gams. Every moment of life is a gam. Every moment of life is the secret of the gamal, of gam yerid, gam ale, that I'm going to descend downwards with you, but I'm going to ascend upwards as well, to the point that the descent is going to be revealed to be an ascent. And this ability to find the kedusha of achdus Hashem, of emuna, of a deep breath, of hiskashus tzadikim, of bitachon, of Yishav Hadas in each and every moment, irrespective of what the circumstances are, this is the secret of Gam Zulatova. This is the secret of being a person who lives with the light of Gam. Gam Machar Tinasein, right? This is the secret that Esther Malka wanted. Give me the secret of Gam. Give me the secret of that which appears to be devoid of Kedusha, that which appears to be outside the purview of my capacity to hold a calmness of mind, and allow me to conquer that territory as well. Af gam zois, even this is going to be revealed. And when we're able to transform each moment with a level of gam, where I'm able to say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in spite of the fact that this goes against the pre-expected conditions that I wanted to find you in today, even though I'm not feeling the excitement that I expected to feel today, even though there's circumstances in my life that are not going well today, nevertheless, I will also declare your unity here. Gam, I will also say it right here. A person runs around in this world, unable to hear, unable to speak. Magam game. We're saying things twice. We're hearing things doubled. We're stuck in a state of almost a self stuckness, a stuttering of the self, not anything to do with a linguistic way of description or expression, but just the stuttering of the self, the phenomenology of trying to say something once, not being able to, trying to say it again, not being able to the point that I'm a gam game, I'm experiencing a gimgum, something that is significant and insignificant, significant and insignificant. But the secret of gimgum or gam game is that I have the ability to take every moment that seems inessential and to transform it into the light of the essential, that even this is an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hava Amina is as significant as the Maskana. The territory that appears to be devoid of Ruchnias is as significant as the territory that we assume to be saturated with Ruchnias. Our job is to be Megala Gam Oilam Haza and Gam Oilam Haba, to uncover the secret of Pishnayim Beruchecha, the secret of Bechira, that Yaakov Avinu had to steal from Yitzhak Avinu. He had to enter into the secret of lies. He had to enter into the place of Sheker, which we tend to assume is in stark opposition to MS, in stark opposition to the light of unity. opportunity. But what Yaakov Avinu reveals is Gam Zulatova, even down here, even descending into that broken place, I have the ability to reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that point, the Gimgum and the Gam Gam and this and the that gets transformed into a secret of unity that includes that which appears to be opposite itself within it. And every moment of life becomes another opportunity to extend the elasticity of our Emunah, to realize that wherever I fall, wherever I am, Kisha Adam Nofel LeMakom Shanafal, I have the ability to reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're also not only Afal Pike, not only in spite of the assumptions that I had, but specifically because I don't assume the ability to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, I have the ability to find him here. And then we uncover the secret of the Gam Charvona Zachar Latov, even Charvona, even the Chorban, even the difficulty, even the breakdown, all of that is going to be remembered for the good. All of the Pirud, all of the Shinui, all of the Zmaniyut of it all of the shifts and the changes of exile, which appear to be so fundamentally real, are going to be revealed from a future perspective of Limafreya, that this was also for the good, that this was also included. And there's a very important diun that Rav Shlomo Fischer Schusia Ganalenu made, not in his Sefer of Drashim, but in his Sefer of Lamdas, about the din of Limafreya. What is the din of Limafreya, of coming to understand something in a proper and newer way retroactively? Is it that once I understand it from this point forward, moving forward, my proper understanding is going to be the way that the Metzias is? Or is that Limafreya, the revelation of something retroactive, meaning to say that now, and I look back on every moment of misunderstanding, I transform every moment of misunderstanding to a tikkun of now properly understanding it, that Limafreya doesn't just change the reality from here on out, but rather it somehow miraculously retrieves all of the past history of the mistake, and it transforms it into the proper way of looking. And in spite of the fact that we so often fail or are unable, not fail, are unable or incapable of uncovering that gam, uncovering that gam ki lech b'getz amavas, uncovering the secret of biyom hi gamal etz Yitzchak, that even when Yitzchak is weaned off of his dependency, he's still connected to the source, that in all of the severings, there's still a connection. When we come to that recognition retroactively, after all of the time that we didn't understand it, it's not simply that we have this perspective going forward, but even the past, I'm not going to forget that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take all of our mistaken ways of looking, all of those moments of feeling far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to reveal to us that we were also close to him then. It's the secret of Zeh, that this also, the way I feel it right now, is Mekushet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the secret that Rabbi Nassin says, that when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes and reveals that Gam Ki Yelech B'Geit Samavis Lo Yirar Rakiyati Madi, or Gam Zulutoiva, that Mashiach rides on the Chamor, he comes in with all of the difficulty of the Krach Gadol Sheberomi, and all of the difficulty of the suffering of the Alufenu Mesubalim, of the Savlanus of Mashiach Tzidkenu, who sits suffering in the gates of Rome, prepared to reveal the secret of Gam Ki Yelech B'Geit Samavis. When Mashiach comes, Rabbi Nassin says that he's going to sit with each and every one of us and read to us a Megillah. The Megillah, like Megillah's Esther, is the secret of Gam. It has language of Gam and Gal and Gilui and revelation, and this also being a revelation. And just as in the Megillah's Esther, there was a lack of awareness that got transformed retroactively into an awareness that transforms all of my mistaken assumptions into moments of unfelt faith and pleasure, we'll be able to reveal every ounce of our lives that felt outside of the purview of Kedusha, and we'll be able to sing the secret of Gam, 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 Vigam, 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 to reveal that there's nothing outside of the purview of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every moment is a Kodesh HaKadoshim waiting to be revealed by Ezra Sashem.
This podcast is supported in part from a grant from the Hadar Institute. The music is by Zusha. The audio engineer is David Kwan. For more from the Shefa Podcast Network, visit our Facebook page, and please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.